to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 26th day of June 2007, waiting for international forecaster Guy here to come up. We're waiting for you. If you're online listening, Mr. Chapman, call in now. Probably got a little distracted. This guy gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's going full tilt boogie. And he's still going when he does this program. So we'll stand by for our guest today, Robert Chapman. Well, I didn't think this is going to take as long as it did. Neil Cavuto, a few minutes ago on Fox News, had Ron Paul on, and he went after him about Ed and Elaine Brown. Now, what does Ed and Elaine Brown have to do with Mr. Ron Paul that's running for president in 2008? Not really anything. Ron Paul does not know them, and the Browns do not know Ron Paul. But that didn't stop Neil Cavuto from trying to tie this in because of Mr. Paul's stance on the IRS. And Cavuto kept going after him, kept going after him. So you don't think anybody should pay taxes? This is what he said. And when Mr. Paul tried to fill in some information that would be good for the listeners, you know, information is always good. Mr. Cavuto kept saying, well, I'm trying to stay on message here. He didn't say point, message. Well, I heard the message loud and clear. Ron Paul was frozen out of the Idaho deal this past Saturday. Let's see what happens in the political free-for-all that's going to follow. Now, we all know one thing. We know that Ron Paul is an honest man. We all know that he doesn't backtrack. He doesn't waver. He's not talking out of two sides of his mouth. He's an honest man. An honest man evidently does not fit in Washington, D.C. By the way, it was John McCain's guy that got him frozen out of the Iowa debates. So they're going to continue to minimize this guy. Ron Paul was actually trying to tell Mr. Cavuto about the Federal Reserve. You know, well, how is the government supposed to run if people don't pay their taxes? And he made some comment about the building that Ron Paul was standing in front of. He said, look, this building was built before 1913. Where did we get the money for it? Yes, Mr. Cavuto was staying on message. And it's, let's nail Ron Paul. So now, according to the media, Ed and Elaine Brown are just a couple of wackos that don't want to play the game. They don't want to pay their taxes. They're criminals. They've been convicted in a court, and now they've tied Ron Paul to that. How much further are they willing to go? I'll make an observation here, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody better stick together on this deal. I've seen too many people cutting and running, people taking credit where credit's not due. I've seen a lot of things transpire just in the last couple of weeks. You know, the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. We're living in them right now. All right, we're going to take a break here, come back on the other side, see if we can get Bob Chapman online for his regularly scheduled Tuesday appearance on the National Intel Report. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
While we're waiting for Mr. Chapman here, an announcement. On tomorrow's program, I'm going to have Brad Ward on. This is in regards to a rally, the showdown in San Antonio, protest against Johnny Sutton. Border Patrol agent Noel Allerman, now in jail. Border Patrol agent Noe is his first name, Allerman, turned himself in yesterday. This was posted June 12th, they say June 11, 2007, to U.S. Marshals about 1:30 p.m. to start serving a six-month sentence. Now, the American Freedom Riders and U.S. Border Watch are organizing a showdown in San Antonio, a protest that will occur Saturday, June 30th, at the offices of the traitorous U.S. Attorney, Johnny Sutton, who is hell-bent on putting every Border Patrol agent he can behind bars on any trumped-up charge he can make. Well, now Americans have had enough of this guy's stuff, and they're taking it to his office. Americans from around the country will be converging on his office in San Antonio in protest of his prosecution of Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos, Jose Campion, Gary Brugman, Noe Allerman, and Deputy Gilmore Hernandez. In addition, they will be demanding pardons for all these fine law enforcement agents who have been persecuted as political prisoners in President Bush's fight against America and his demands that amnesty be given to illegal aliens, even if it takes the lives of American citizens and their families in order to do it. Now, there, and again, folks, I urge you, email your friends, listen to the program tomorrow. I'm going to have Brad Ward on. Tomorrow is Wednesday. That gives you Thursday, Friday to organize. They're talking about caravans leaving Austin, going down to San Antonio. I am in the middle of a move here with this network. If I can possibly, it takes about an hour and 25 minutes to get down to San Antonio from my location. If I can carve out about 4 or 5 hours Saturday, I'm going to be down there myself because this is outrageous. And speaking, by the way, speaking about American President Bush and his fight against America, well, guess what the Senate did today, ladies and gentlemen? No big surprise. They voted to bring the amnesty plan, the reform, immigration reform bill back on the Senate floor. They did that today at approximately 1 p.m. Central Time on a vote of 64 to 35. And Harry Reid did something, and there was another guy, another Republican that stood up, and just out of the blue, there was no where to plop this in. They just get up and they make announcements on the Senate floor that there is going to be nothing done about the 9/11 Commission or anything else, that we need Homeland Security and the directives coming from Washington, D.C. to keep us all safe. That character disappeared. Harry Reid got up on the floor, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. He started telling the people that, in fact, this is the most important legislation probably ever in America. And it's important that we do our job because people are losing faith in the federal government. At that point, I literally was cognitive of the fact that my jaw was slack. It was hanging open. I sat and I listened to this character. And he said, people have lost faith in this country. And he went down the laundry list of the people that are in jail right now because they're criminals. And again, reinforced the fact that he has got, and they as a Senate, they have got to pass this amnesty plan for the good of America so people have trust in the government again. Am I living in Alice's Wonderland here? Have I stepped off of the flat earth people's flat earth? Am I in Rod Serling's Twilight Zone? To watch these people do what they are doing is absolutely criminal, anti-American. There is, ladies and gentlemen, your preview into the future. We are going to have the balkanization process in America, like they've done to every other country of any wealth and worth, according to the globalist. We are going to have this country and its culture put in the toilet along with everything else. I don't know whether to wind my watch, get drunk, or give up the business of radio. Because watching these characters, watching that this afternoon, and then coming in after leaving the other network that we're prepping, coming in here and watching Neil Cavuto on Fox News with his staying on message to hammer Ron Paul. I was thinking about this today, ladies and gentlemen. There were rumors circulating out there that Randy Weaver was under siege. He was not. A neighbor had called Randy and said that they saw a couple of suspicious people in an SUV and kind of hanging around a wooded area. The sheriff did go out. Deputies did go out to Randy's house. Randy Weaver is fine. If you're just hearing the rumors out there, Randy Weaver, I don't think, and I would like to believe, that the Fed would not be as stupid as to go after Randy Weaver. And this is, again, centered around the press conference in New Hampshire, which to date I don't even have a copy of, ladies and gentlemen. I got the sanitized version that was put on YouTube, there were a few people cut out of that press conference. So if anybody had that off of WMUR that downloaded it on computer, if it doesn't come from that area, I'll never see a full copy of that press conference, of which I took a part of, by the way. All right. There is a rumor out there that another organization put Randy Weaver up there in New Hampshire, and that's not true. We picked him up in Springfield, Missouri. There was three donors, one I talked to this morning that was highly upset. Other people are taking the credit for moving Randy Weaver up there, and that's not just that, folks, that's just not the case. We picked him up in Springfield, Missouri. With the donations that were given us, we kept all the receipts for gas and food and lodging and everything else. And we have those receipts available if anybody would like to see them. But you would never think that we were even there because we were cut out of that press conference, and people are now saying that, well, it was another radio network or a bunch of other people that put Randy Weaver up there. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is just not the facts, not the case. And I'm not doing this because I went to glory for it. The only reason I went up there with Randy Weaver in tow was to go see that federal judge. Well, I got to go see the county sheriff. But we did not make it because the press conference went on Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Now, folks, they're going to make a lot of, how should I say, hay out of Ron Paul. The big guns haven't even come out against this guy yet. As I said, probably the most honest guy that's been in Washington, D.C. since I don't know when. I did not have the distinct pleasure of knowing all members of Congress and the Senate personally for the last, how many hundreds of years. But through history and writings and letters, I would probably put Ron Paul right in the same package of the people that founded this country, because he believes in honesty, integrity, not waffling, always telling the truth, no matter what the consequence. And I'm wondering, in this pop culture country that we have today, with a story that you remember yesterday that I read, that Jay Leno is doing a thing, walking around the streets of L.A., asking who the first U.S. president was, and an 18-year-old girl said it was Richard Nixon? Or no, it was James Dean. Yes. Therein lies the quality of and quantity of information that's lying between the ears and the brain trust of the young kids out there today. Not all of them, but a good majority. We are in a pop culture, ladies and gentlemen. If it is not, you're a basketball or a football fan or a baseball fan. If you're not going to be watching Larry King when Paris Hilton does her first post-jail interview, well, then you're just not in. You're just not down with it. You're culturally handicapped. You're a nerd. While I'm sitting here watching the game plan and the takeover of America, I just can't believe my eyes, and I can't believe my ears. We got a break coming up here in a minute. We're going to see if we can get our guest, our scheduled guest. I hope he's okay. But at any rate, again tomorrow, you need to tune in. Let your friends know. Brad Ward will be up on air tomorrow. We're going to be talking about this rally to free the border agents and remove this illustrious Johnny Sutton, this traitorous U.S. attorney that they're jailing good, honest Border Patrol agents, while the Senate just set it up today to balkanize America. This is not a joke. You know me, folks. I don't go over the top. I don't overhype. I am just telling you the way it is. We'll break right here. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Renegades are mine. They always have been, always will be. Not one of the huddled masses, not one of the lemmings ready to march off the edge of the cliff. By the way, Bob Chapman is on vacation. I've been so busy. Evidently, he must have sent an email over here, and we didn't catch it. So Robbie will be up with us here in just a few minutes. I'm going to give you folks out there a civics quiz. Is Cheney part of the executive branch? I wonder if they could pass that quiz in school. Now, here's a quick civics quiz. Is the vice president part of the executive branch? You might think the answer is obvious, but apparently not to the vice president. The man, a heartbeat away from the Oval Office, asserts that some rules that apply to everyone else in the executive branch do not apply to him. Cheney has refused to comply with a request from the National Archives to hand over classified documents. The vice president's office insists that, unlike every other employee of the executive branch, that rule does not include him or his staff. At a White House briefing, Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino was asked if the president believes Cheney is part of the executive branch. I think that's an interesting constitutional question, and I think that lots of people can debate it, Perino said. There's a press secretary. Where's Tony Snow when you need him? I'm sorry. He's nursing his cancer. He's not looking real good. So elusive is this vice president. The New Yorker magazine once ran a cartoon in which theologians debated the existence of Cheney. Perhaps he will say he's not subject to the laws of gravity either. He will just float away to some undisclosed location, said Anna Marie Cox, the Washington editor of Time.com. The vice president's noncompliance with the National Archives request plays right into the widely caricatured idea that he is some sort of shadowy supervillain. On Comedy Central's new show, Lil Bush, the character Lil Cheney is spawn of Darth Vader. On The Daily Show, Jon Stewart casts Cheney as Batman's nemesis, the Penguin. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, one of Cheney's arch enemies is now crafting a bill that would stop all funding for Cheney's office. He's acting as if he's unaccountable, a whole fourth branch of government unto himself. So my view is, if you're not in the executive branch, we shouldn't fund you as the executive branch. And that's according to, and I mentioned this yesterday, Representative Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat out of Illinois. By the way, he's set to introduce his bill this week. The vice president's spokeswoman accused Emanuel of playing politics. You know, isn't that interesting, folks, that when you catch one of these characters with their knickers down, they just point the finger and they screech and say, oh, you're playing politics, you're playing politics. No, playing politics is what happens when you're not paying attention to the Constitution. And we already know how Mr. Bush feels about that. We've heard his statement loud and clear, how he feels about the Constitution. And evidently, Dick Cheney doesn't believe that the executive branch is part of the government and therefore falls under the Constitution of the United States. Dangerous times, ladies and gentlemen. The arrogance is starting to show. What has not been said is what documents they refuse the National Archives to hand over. What classified documents? Claiming that it's a national security issue and he doesn't want us, so he ain't gonna? There's a lot that's been shoved under that national security rug. A lot of stuff. You know, in some people's worlds, ladies and gentlemen, I just don't understand. My question, and I know this has reverberated through the country, and it's rocked some people that I never thought would even look up from their task of making money or doing their daily business. But I heard this god-awful sound yesterday. Huh? He said what? I mean, it echoed across this country. It was like a ghost of a whisper, but you could hear it. He said what? We have a president that just ceded power from Homeland Security, which is, well, I won't go into descriptive details about Homeland Security, but we all know what Homeland Security is all about. But that's not good enough. That type of control and power in the hands of Michael Chertoff, where they put all the agencies, federal agencies, where they're not bound constitutionally, they don't have to answer to anybody, ladies and gentlemen. These are paid bureaucrats. It ain't good enough to have Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, and him a watch over all the federal agencies. No, George Bush last week stepped in and usurped that power from even Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff. By the way, Michael Chertoff was on the air today saying that, yes, we've got to do something about these 12 million illegal. Well, he didn't use the term illegals. He used the term immigrants. We've got to do something about the 12 million immigrants in this country. Really? No, Mr. Chertoff, we have to do something about you and your merry band of renowned crooks in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before I bring Robbie Noel up here, stand by, Robbie. I've got Fred in Pennsylvania. Let me clear the board out and bring Mr. Noel on here in a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Fred in Pennsylvania.
Hi, John.
Hi.
And thanks for yesterday's show. I taped it when you were talking about Cheney and this claim of not being in the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wish everyone get a copy of that because I can't see how this can continue much longer. This is just Alice in Wonderland politics.
And Fred, you've been awake for a few years here. I've been awake for a few years. Could you actually believe the audacity of the Vice President of the United States to claim that he is not under the Constitution? I mean, I just...
Yeah, I think any school child would tell you different. But I don't see anyone at the top level pushing him back.
I don't either. These are high crimes and misdemeanors, I would say, that are being aided and abetted by those that are remaining silent that should be screaming at the top of their lungs. Now, I did hear that Dennis Kucinich is pushing forth some legislation in the Congress right now to go after George Bush for impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some political hacking going on there, but while all of this is going on, Fred, and I have no doubt that, there's bipartisanship on Capitol Hill. It's the criminals holding each other's hands, and it doesn't matter if it's got a D in front of their name or an R, but I smell something else greater and bigger behind all of this, because Dennis Kucinich is a New World Orderite in spades. This guy is locked in the United Nations like nobody's business.
Yeah, he's for all the bureaucracy and all of the commitments made or made, even if we didn't think we've made them, at the UN. But I just want to say that I think I don't think it's Cheney alone. I think it's Bush with Cheney, because basically, you know, you can't take that position unless you have power, you know, the president's power behind you.
Well, and he still thinks, Bush still thinks that Henry Gonzalez, or the attorney general, where did Henry Gonzalez come from? Oh, that's right, he wasn't for the Federal Reserve either. But our attorney general here, help me out, what the heck's his name?
Alberto.
Thank you, Gonzalez, yes, Alberto, Alberto Gonzalez. He was steadfastly in support of him. People were calling for his head. What happened to that? Oh, I know what happened. It got interrupted by news stories about who was on American Idol and Paris Hilton goes to jail.
Right, the Starlet Patrol.
Yes,
you go. But the thing, did you hear, can I just shift gears just a second?
Sure.
Did you hear about this bioterrorist test in Philadelphia on Sunday?
No, I didn't.
Okay, just to be brief, notices went out on Thursday, and then on Sunday, carriers went to 52,000 homes in my area, Philadelphia, on Sunday, mind you, not the regular routes, and every carrier had an armed Philadelphia cop right behind him with a clipboard taking notes on what the reaction was of homeowners and the postal patrons to delivering these boxes, these bioterrorists. Medicine boxes. This is incredible, John. But I mean, this actually happened, and I decided to hop on a bus. I didn't want to be home when this happened. I hopped on a local city bus, and everyone on the bus was shocked. It went by, and we all saw how these a cop was ordering a carrier, a postman, happened all over the city. To deliver these boxes that just basically warned that this is the type of box that would be delivered to your mailbox whenever they wanted to, whenever they felt there was a need to counter a bioterrorist incident.
Okay, so this is for a biological attack.
Yeah, but the thing is that you've always been able to refuse or decline anything that you've had delivered to you. That's always been part of the postal system. Congress has guarded that zealously. You've never had this kind of, and by the way, the cop would be able to and did enter apartment buildings and houses. Entered my own apartment building, and they put these boxes and another notice in every one of the apartments in my building.
Well, and Fred, you got to understand, under special circumstance, property rights, police have extraordinary powers. So what are you so upset about? The government's just there to help us.
Well, they're saying first of all, you know that you really can't have a massive emergency of biological release, unless it's from an aerial kind of thing. It really couldn't happen from like a Typhoid Mary or a bottle exploding or something like that. That wouldn't cause a third of a city to be forced to take a vaccine.
But the point is that if you look at this, if you look at FEMA's handling of Katrina, you look at the responsibilities that they said under Homeland Security that they had for the poor victims of Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Is this telling anybody that what they have planned, if there is a biological or a nuclear dirty bomb, whatever the case may be, They're not going to be able to ship out packages and people waiting by their doorsteps for their packages, for their biological shots to counter whatever is released.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm saying, all I'm saying is that when you look at vaccines, I had heard in mainstream media that half of the weight of a standard vaccine is consists of thimerosal, and that's a mercury compound.
That's right.
So I think that kills more people than the ostensible threat of a bottle exploding or something happening, a locker in a supermarket exploding.
My point was that this is just the dog and pony show for the public. This is just nothing to condition them more. But my point was that they're not going to be able to deliver through the mails, through the U.S. mails, or anything else. What they're going to have is their plans to round you up and put you in detention facilities for your own good. That's what they have in mind. We saw parts of that down in Katrina when they were going to million-dollar houses, banging on their doors, telling them to give up their guns. This is all part and parcel of their grand plan to protect Americans. And I'll tell you what, people better be very, 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 very nervous. Not scared, but they better entrench themselves. Fred, I thank you for your call,
sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Robbie Noel, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'll tell you what, this has been an unusual day, to say the least. Did you
catch... Great day for freedom in America.
Well,
hey, listen, they freed Paris Hilton. What more could you want?
Well,
is that what we're talking about?
No, but Larry King's going to talk about that tonight on CNN.
Okay.
So people will get their fix, their pop culture fix. I was channel surfing this morning, and I was trying to find headline news, and the football channel is close to headline news, and I'm flipping through the channels to get to headline news, and I see the sports guys on NFL channel go and looking at each other going, who cares about Paris Hilton? Here's a couple of football players, you know, talking about the new pop culture phenomenon when they're, I think they were a little jealous that their time is being competed with Paris Hilton, you know, the other national pastime, ball worshiping.
Yes.
Yeah. Robbie, I'll tell you what. The news yesterday that the BIS came out and warns of a Great Depression from the credit spree going on worldwide, has this shaken anybody up at all?
Of course not. I mean, they also came out and they announced, it's actually the top story I have on Republic Trading Group. They also reported that global money supply is increasing 100 times faster than the gold supply, which basically just simply means that the world is awash in fiat currency as we speak. And it was most probably a large reason why we saw gold retrace about $9 today.
Yeah, $9? It should have been $900.
Oh, it's a crazy world in which we live. I mean, you just got to accept that. Listening to, and I scanned a lot of the so-called mainstream talk show hosts today to see what their response is to the Senate's vote, which I've been predicting even before they went into the first vote that this is a fait accompli. This is a done deal, but everybody's missing the picture. This is nothing about illegal immigration or giving amnesty. The reason they're pushing this bill, and this bill will get passed, is because tucked inside the bill that nobody has read, even those that are voting on it, is obviously the mechanism, the foundation, if you will, for the North American Union and national ID cards for everybody. That's the crux of this bill, and it's been financed by corporate America. And this is the reason why these so-called conservative senators are paying no attention to the phone calls, the emails, and the faxes that they are getting.
Well, yesterday we had heard that the president was twisting arms, buying people off, doing whatever is necessary. But I brought up a point earlier, Robbie. Let me put it to you this way. You witness a murder.
Yep.
Somebody sees you, doesn't see the murder take place, but hears it, but sees you standing there and can identify you. The police come to you and say, Mr. Noel, did you witness a crime? And if you lie to the police, well, you're already in trouble.
Right.
Because you're now in the category of being an accessory or at least aiding and abetting a felony during the commission of a real crime.
Right.
Where is the mentality of anybody on Capitol Hill? Are they all compromised? Are they? Do they all have the pictures and the FBI files of them dressing up in little tutus and playing with little boys? What is the deal? Because letting something like this go by and not speaking, you're aiding and abetting what I would consider high treason.
Oh, there's no question about that. But you've also got to understand, this is not about doing the right thing. This is not doing anything pertaining to the vision of the founding fathers that made this country great. This is all about feathering nests, appeasing political contributors, and obviously looking down the road, knowing full well that their vote has pretty much ended their political career in Washington, which they don't really care about. What they care about is that they've been given the keys of the kingdom, and now they can go into the private sector and earn 10 times more than they could as a corrupt congressman. This is all about money, graft, power, and influence, and ultimately, we are witnessing, and I hate to say this, we are witnessing the slow suicide of what was the world's greatest nation. As a matter of fact, it even goes so far as to say the only way that we could reinstall constitutional republic would more than likely, because the Constitution has been so eviscerated over the last 200 years, we should basically tear up the document and start from square one and write the Constitution so it's not ambiguous. You know, take out all the words, a lot of the words that were, I know the founders had good intent, but they left so many back doors to where we're witnessing it today, because the Constitution as we know it no longer exists. We have a First Amendment that we're hanging on with fingernails. Second Amendment pretty much is done deal. Congress shall make no laws. Well, we've got 28,000 laws on that one. Fourth Amendment has, that died with the Patriot Bill. Eighth, Ninth, and Tenth Amendment, those things were destroyed during the Nixon administration. So unfortunately, what we're trying to defend doesn't actually even exist anymore.
You know, Bush yesterday.
I really don't want to depress people out there, but this is just the facts of life. I mean, even D.V. Kidd wrote a great article yesterday talking about the slow suicide that we are witnessing.
You know, every once in a while, the devil is in the details, and every once in a while, the devil will have a faux pas and a little slip of the tongue.
Yep.
Well, Bush yesterday, ABC News, Rick Klein, President Bush has spent a whole lot of time in recent months claiming that the immigration bill is an amnesty. But in describing the measure Tuesday morning, an apparent slip of the tongue suggested otherwise, providing fodder for talk radio crowd that loathes the bill and wants it defeated in the Senate. Here's what he said, Robbie. You know, I've heard all the rhetoric. You've heard it too, about how this is amnesty. Amnesty means that you've got to pay a price for having been here illegally. And this bill does that, Bush said, according to the official White House transcript.
Sure.
Now,
look, you know it and I know it. I mean, he got this bill. The majority of the Russian Limbaughs are Sean Hannity's of the world. Michael Medved was kind of for the bill, but Russian and Sean were against this bill initially. And they said the bill was dead, and I said, no, it's not dead, because the president just got $4.5 billion to build a fence. That $4.5 billion is not to build a fence. That $4.5 billion is to find the half a dozen or so Republicans that he can persuade them to change their vote, which we saw today. What did it turn out, 65 to 35?
64-35 with, I think, one abstention.
One abstention. There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the $4.5 billion worked. And now what's going to happen, as you know, now it goes, now we have to debate all these amendments that are out there. And there's a there's a Christmas tree of amendments they're going to vote for. Supposed to be having the vote on Thursday. I submit to you it won't happen on Thursday. They'll extend the debate, and more than likely the bill will get passed in the dark of night sometime Friday.
Because, look,
we talk about this all the time. This is North American Union stuff, John. I mean, your very own governor down there just vetoed the proposition to debate the corridor. I mean, so the all the pieces of the puzzle are starting to fit together.
Well, I'm going to get back to the story about the BIS, the Bank for International Settlements.
Yep. And
I'll read the first four paragraphs when we get back from this break. Folks, I don't think it's going to be a nuclear bomb that's set off in this country to declare martial law. What I think they're up to is they're just going to allow the economy to crash, and then the ensuing chaos, because after all, you're going to have people robbing and looting and very upset, and some cities may burn. You'll have your martial law, but not over a nuclear bomb going off because the economy crashed.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Bank for International Settlements, the world's most prestigious financial body, has warned that years of loose monetary policy has fueled a dangerous credit bubble, leaving the global economy more vulnerable to another 1930s-style slump than generally understood. The bank said that virtually nobody foresaw the Great Depression in the 1930s or the crisis which affects Japan or Southeast Asia in the early 1990s. In fact, each downturn was preceded by a period of non-inflationary growth, exuberant enough to lead many commentators to suggest that a new era had arrived. Now, the BIS, the ultimate bank of central bankers, pointed to the confluence of worrying signs, citing mass issuance of newfangled credit instruments, soaring levels of household debt, extreme appetite for risk shown by investors, and entrenched imbalances in the world currency system. Behind each set of concerns lurks the common factor of highly accommodating financial conditions. Tail events affecting the global economy might at some point have much higher costs than is commonly supposed. And this is where they get down to it. In a thinly veiled rebuke of the U.S. Federal Reserve, the BIS said central banks were starting to doubt the wisdom of letting asset bubbles build up on the assumption that they could be safely be cleaned up afterwards, which was more or less the strategy pursued by former Fed chief Alan Greenspan after the dot-com bust. Robbie, there is about 10% of truth in this. 90% of the story has been left out.
Oh, sure. Well, the part they leave out is the world global derivatives market currently in existence sits at, this is just a telephone number, $415 trillion. And when you compare that gold money supply increase, and when you look at the year's gold production, which stands at 80 million ounces, it's just mind-boggling. I mean, we got $54 billion year production in gold, and $415 trillion sitting in derivatives. That equates to around about 789% of global GDP. I mean, forget about Great Depression. When this bubble bursts, and it will burst, it's going to make the Great Depression look like a picnic. I mean, this is far in excess of a simple depression. I mean, we are talking about it answers the question about the North American Union and the introduction of the Amera. Why is that obviously still lurking on the horizon? It's there for a reason. Because that's going to be wheeled in and accepted by the general populace when this whole thing goes up in a ball of flames.
Now, we've speculated on this before, and it's sound principle as far as they're concerned with the funny money manipulators here, that when it does come, the Amera will be introduced. Of course, there's going to have to be an exchange rate. There's a little imbalance here between the currencies. In other words, this one's showing way too much debt, so we've got to devalue this a little bit. So say that you got $100 in the bank. Well, don't worry. Here's your new $10 Amero. You're clear with the bank. Your money's good. Sorry for a little loss and confusion, but things kind of got out of hand. But there's your new currency, adjusted for inflation.
Yep. Sure. Hey, look, I always say Africa's past is America's future. Hey. Just look at Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Hang on a second here, Robbie. We've got to take top of the hour break. We'll come back on the other side. Folks, out of what we just talked about, this news went worldwide yesterday. It's got everybody scratching the dandruff out of their scalp. But yet you watch the gold go $9 lower on the markets today. Do you think the fix is in? Well, you better fix yourself. When we get back on the other side, we're going to tell you how you can get in. While the market's a little bit low here, it went down $9, which means more purchasing power for your FRNs to convert them to something that you know doggone right well is going to be worth a whole lot more next week or next month. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.